Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Go Bob Pipe and Steel. When Bob Studebaker of Go Bob sat down with me, the first thing that jumped out at me is his commitment of doing a job right. He only sells products that'll last for a long time.
Products that are cheaper in the long run because you don't end up with a junk pile of bent up gates or bent up panels or old hay feeders or a feed trough that cow, you bought it one day and cow stepped on it and it was gone the next.
The folks at Go Bob Pipe and Steel know their stuff and they'll match the product with the job that you need done.
We've even come up with a strength rating system, and so we recommend different weights of pipe for different applications. You know, on a perimeter fence, you don't need as heavy a pipe as you do in the corral where you're putting pressure against it.
They've got indestructible hay feeders, flatbed trailers, fencing, and you can build your dream corral online at GoBobPipe.com. Call them 877-851-2365, Go Bob Pipe and Steel.
Justin, what did we see in our futures markets today?
Well, the grain futures traded all over the board today. There wasn't any real significant news other than the same news we've been hearing from the outside markets the last few days. Corn futures started off this morning, and throughout most of the day, actually, we were lower, but we rallied into the close. July closed up about 3.5 cents, while the further outdated months were down about 2 to 3 cents. Looking at soybeans, we are stronger across the board. There's ideas here that the acreage number might be lower than they originally thought. Due to they're still being late planted. Now you got the preventive planting dates playing in effect here. So we may not get all those acres planted, and that's lifting the market just a little bit. You add that in with the tighter than normal supply anyway, that causes us a lift. Wheat futures, we were lower in Kansas City and Chicago here. July Kansas City was down 11 cents. At 7.04 and a quarter, so say they've really been taking a beating. Chicago wheat futures down 2 to 3 cents. Really, the trade is watching the market or the harvest progress in Kansas. As we get farther along here, we're about 20% harvested, and yields in Kansas are about 45 bushels per acre. Protein levels are good, and so overall, that freeze premium that we've built in over the last month or two is just being taken out as the harvest is proving that it's going to be fairly abundant.
We'll have more futures market news right after this.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and subscribe today.
Justin, what was some of the information the traders were looking at today?
Yesterday, we saw the crop progress report and condition report. The crop conditions were really pretty good here for the corn and soybeans. Both of them increased 1% in the good to excellent category. So good to excellent for corn and beans, both at 65%. That's a pretty high number. I know we're early in the growing season, but that's starting off really good. Winter wheat actually increased 1% as well in the good to excellent category to 32%. Still not as much as we want it to be, but that's an improvement. Port a very poor category there, still 43%, so that's a number that's too high. Cotton actually got a little bit worse here. Port a very poor category, increased 4% to 23%. And in Texas, which is the big cotton growing state, 37% traded port a very poor, so that's not a very good number. Planted acreage report and the quarterly stocks report comes out this Friday morning at 11 a.m. They're looking for about a 2 million acre decrease in corn and about a 500 to 800,000 acre increase for soybeans. All wheat, they're looking for about 55.9 million acres, which is down from 56.4 that they had in March. Quarterly stocks are looking for corn at 2.845 billion bushels. This quarter, beans 442, and wheat at 745 million bushels.
Thanks, Justin. Recapping a few of our numbers today, June live cattle were up 20 cents at 121.15. August feeders up 20 cents as well at 147.87. And July lean hogs finished down 80 cents on the day at $100.15. July Kansas City wheat was off 11 cents at 704 and a quarter. Chicago July wheat off 3 and 1 quarter cent at 675 and 3 quarters. And July corn on the Chicago board was up 3.5 cents today at 656 and 3 quarters. And July soybeans up 13 and 1 quarter cents at 1525. 85¼. July cotton today was up 211 points at 85.09 cents per pound. That's a look at your afternoon markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.